A lawsuit filed in Topeka, Kansas today seeks to cut off college tuition benefits offered to illegal immigrants in some states. 8 states allow illegal immigrants to pay in-state tuition rates. They say it encourages illegal immigrants to go to college and become productive members of society. Opponents say the tuition plans are both illegal and unconstitutional. More from NPR's Greg Allen in Kansas City.
The lawsuit was filed by the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, a group that opposes efforts to liberalize the nation's immigration laws. It was filed on behalf of 24 students attending college at Kansas State University and the University of Kansas. One plaintiff, Michelle Prawl from Bentonville, Arkansas, is a senior at the University of Kansas. At a news conference outside the Kansas State Capitol in Topeka, Prawl said that under this law, she'll pay $7,000 a year more for tuition than Kansas residents who are illegal immigrants.
I mean, people who come into this country illegally and take advantage of this are not playing by the rules. They're breaking a federal law, and they're being rewarded for that by getting a reduced tuition rate and avoiding all of the hardships that those of us who come from another state have to go through.
Kansas is just the latest of 8 states, including California, New York, and Texas, that allow illegal immigrants to pay in-state tuition. The states have done so despite a federal law passed as part of welfare reform in 1996 that explicitly forbids them from offering in-state tuition to illegal immigrants unless they also offer it to all legal U.S. residents. Chris Kobach is the attorney hired by FAIR to file its legal challenge. He also happens to be a Republican candidate for Congress in Kansas's 3rd District. Kobach says the Kansas law clearly violates the intent of Congress and that it unconstitutionally discriminates against U.S. citizens. And he believes it will be costly to colleges.
This is indeed not only unfair, unconstitutional, and illegal, but it is unwise at a time when higher education costs are soaring and we are struggling to find ways to pay all of the costs of keeping our universities open. We then lump on another subsidy for illegal aliens.
Supporters of the state law say the cost argument is a false one. They maintain that few illegal immigrants will attend college if they have to pay Kansas's $12,000 a year tuition for out-of-state students. Matt Aull, chief counsel for Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius, is confident the statute will stand up to court scrutiny because it's carefully worded to avoid a direct conflict with federal statutes. It bases eligibility not on immigration status, but on residency, extending in-state tuition benefits to anyone who's attended high school in Kansas for at least 3 years and who is either seeking legal immigrant status or is planning to do so when they're eligible. Matt Aull says helping young people in Kansas attend college makes economic sense, whatever their immigration status.
And it doesn't make a whole lot of sense when you have that young person who has worked hard to graduate from high school, who wants to contribute more to the economy, to say, no, you can't afford that. We want to help them afford it. We want them to contribute more to our economy, and we think this law helps do that.
Opponents of the Kansas law are hoping for an injunction to stop it from going into effect when school resumes in the fall. If they're successful here, they plan on using the Kansas decision to challenge the law in other states. Meanwhile, the debate over in-state tuition for illegal immigrants also continues in Congress, where supporters are working to lift a ban on financial aid for illegal immigrants and allowing them to pay in-state tuition in whichever state they live. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.